Hello and good evening, everyone, and welcome to this broadcast of NCAA Division II Women's Basketball here live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We've got a great PacWest matchup coming up for you tonight. The women's of Dominican University taking on the Chaminade Silver Swords from over in Maui, Hawaii, the second Hawaiian team to make the trip over here to the Hawaiian Lions. Jeff Safford, Joseph Viteras, and also Frankie Luongo will be in with us broadcasting tonight's action. Dominican comes in a 14-6 record. Chaminade at 4-13 and 4-9. And let's throw it to Mark Carlson, the public address announcer, for the introductions.
Tonight, for your entertainment pleasure, we present a Women's PacWest Conference basketball matchup featuring the Silver Swords from Chaminade and your Dominican University Penguins. The PacWest Conference promotes good sportsmanship by student athletes, coaches, and spectators, and requests your cooperation by supporting the participants and officials in a positive manner. Profanity, racial or sexist comments, or other intimidating actions directed at officials, student athletes, coaches, or team representatives will not be tolerated and are grounds for removal from the site of competition. Also, consumption or possession of alcoholic beverages and tobacco products is strictly prohibited. Excessive ball bouncing during the announcements is also irritating. Any spectators that enter the court at any time will be removed from the site of competition. Tonight's officials are Chris Hirano, Tiffany Fong, and Tim Duncan. At this time, we ask that you please rise and kindly remove your caps. In honor of America and the brave men and women who serve our great nation at home and around the world, we present this rendition of our national anthem. Okay, then. And now, let's meet the starting lineups first for the Silver Swords from Chaminade, as announced by head coach Bobby Cannini and his trainer, Chris Cornell. At one guard, number four, Crystal Henry. The other guard is 21, Taylor Babbitt. At one forward, number three, Courtney Kaupu. The other forward is 25, Lilia Mayo. And at center, 34, Carissa Webb. And now let's meet the starting lineup for your Dominican University Penguins. As announced by head coach Tim Lacoste, his assistant Finique Allen, and the woman who puts it all together, Bailey Opperman. At one guard, she's a junior from Loomis, California, 21, Taylor Dunno. The other guard is a junior from Vancouver, Washington, number one, Carly Hoboke. At one forward, a freshman from Soquel, California, 24, Natalie Diaz. The other forward is a senior from Carrollton, Texas, 25, Danny Weathered. And the lady in the middle, a sophomore from Valencia, California, 14, Sandra Ikeora. Home Dominican basketball games are being video streamed live online at DominicanAthletics.com/live with audio commentary by Penguin Radio. Be sure to like Dominican Athletics on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dominican Sports. For in-depth coverage, visit us online at DominicanAthletics.com. This reminder, refreshments as well as bathrooms are located in the foyer.
All right, thank you, Mark Carlson, for letting us patch into that. Again, Jeff Safford, Joseph Gutierrez, and Frankie Luongo alongside of you, and we are underway at the Conlin Center. Dominican begins in possession of the basketball. Danny Weathered has it on the right wing, drives into the middle of the paint. Bounce pass baseline, Natalie Diaz puts up a shot, blocked, and Chaminade comes up with a defensive stop on the first possession, and that's how this game gets going. Dominican enjoying a lot of success as they are going to give up an easy bucket down low to start this game off as 34 Carissa Webb lays it in, and it's 2-0 Chaminade. Hoboke drives into the middle. Hoboke getting the start tonight, had a season-high 21 points in her last time out. Goes up for Sandra Ikeora on the left block. She misses an easy one, and Chaminade off to a strong start to start the first quarter. We have a loose ball foul going. Looks like going against Chaminade.
Yeah, that was called on alternating hands, which is not a call that you see often, but it's basically just a hand check on the defensive side of the ball. So it's going to be inbound ball for Chaminade right now.
Chaminade inbounds the ball. Mayo in possession. And they will reset with Henry, the point guard, up top. Deneau guarding Henry. 20 on the shot. Pass is tipped and ends up in the bench over by Dominican's bench to clarify right by us over here on Media Row. 20 on the shot. They will inbound the ball. Henry gets it back right around the center court line and will reset a play. Deneau tips one away and goes back into the backcourt to get it is Henry. 10 on the shot, 8:40 to go. Need to get something going, and a pass is stolen by Ikeora on the baseline. And here comes Natalie Diaz. Natalie Diaz over to Deneau. Deneau to Hoboke, left corner, three is up and no good. Offensive board by Weathered goes up strong, no good. Ball tipped around, got by Diaz. Diaz puts it up, no good. Gets her own shot again, and finally a foul is called underneath. I counted four offensive boards on that last possession. Wow.
Great job there by Dominican. And way to stick with the missed basket and try to put in the bucket. So great energy there from the Dominican forwards.
Natalie Diaz will head to the line for the first time tonight. Diaz's first is up and left. Missed it left. Excuse me, right. The other left. So Diaz misses her first. The first foul on the Silver Swords from Chaminade. Dominican also with one foul. And the second one from Diaz is true, right on the money. And Dominican is on the board here, still down 2-1 with 8:17 to go here in the first. Loose ball, lazy pass is intercepted by Natalie Diaz. Taylor Deneau comes up with it. Ikeora, left elbow. Throws one, tried to find Natalie Diaz out on the right wing, threw it over her head. And that's a turnover for the Penguins. Had a number of turnovers here early on to start this one. As Christy Henry brings it up across half court from Kauai, Hawaii. That's a great island.
Never been.
And a feed into the paint and a bucket there by Leah Mayo. Mayo scores the second bucket of the night for Chaminade, and it's 4-1. Not a score you see all that often as Taylor Deneau quickly throws up a shot. On the other end, misses it. Henry with the rebound. And the Silver Swords in possession again. Feeds it right wing, right in front of us on Meteor Row. Passes tipped. And looks like it'll stay with the Silver Swords. Sanja Ikeora broke that pass up right in front of the Dominican bench. Dominican was lobbying to get that saying that it was off blue there, but it was not. Chaminade in the all blue with black trim uniforms. As the pass goes in, baseline blocked by Ikeora. As Danny Weathered gets it on the right wing over to Dano. Diaz drives into the middle of the paint, has some contact. No foul call. Diaz fighting for the rebound on the floor, and she's got it. And I believe they're going to call a jump ball.
Great hustle play right there. And she really needed to get that ball back. She had an easy layoff right there to Ikeora on the baseline, but instead decided to take it herself, didn't get the foul call, and makes up for it by getting that jump ball back. Unfortunately, it's Chaminade's ball right now.
Off the possession arrow against getting back to the uniforms. Chaminade in the blue and the black, and Penguins in their white home uniforms with the black and gold trim. Three ball on the other end is no good. Missed it on the right wing, and Taylor Deneau grabs a board. And we're going to have a stoppage of play, and they're going to reset the shot clock. Shot clock did not reset after that missed bucket. No big deal. They'll reset. 27 on the clock now, and Deneau brings it up. Deneau to Diaz in the left corner, Hoboak. Hoboak drives towards the middle of the floor, stops, finds Ikeora, drives into the paint. Foul just missed it as she was able to weave her way towards the left block, gets fouled, goes to the bucket, and Ikeora will get a chance to cut this game to a one-point lead. A little bit of a slow start here. We're almost halfway through the first quarter and still sitting at 4-1.
Great move there by Ikeora, and I don't understand why the Penguins have not been giving her the ball since the start of the game. She's pretty much been unstoppable the last couple of games, so I don't know why they're not running the offense through her.
She is a force to reckon with down there. I do agree with that.
As Ikeora missed the first free throw badly, we'll have one more. Second one is up, and that one's much better. Puts it in. Ikeora goes 1-for-2 at the line. Dominican had one of their best games of the year, percentage-wise, shooting free throws against Hawaii Hilo on Monday night. As they're bringing it up the other way, another block by Ikeora. Her second of the game. And Ikeora's had a strong start to this one here in the Conlin Center. Things not quite going right for Dominican offensively so far, but Penguins had a little bit of a slow start in the first half against Hawaii Hilo on Monday night as well. As Deneau brings it up over to Diaz. Diaz over to Weathered on the right wing, outside Hoboak. Hoboak again getting the start tonight instead of coming off the bench. As Sinji Ikeora drives into the paint, absorbs contact, and puts it in. What a beautiful shot from Sandra Ikeora. And that puts the Penguins at a tie, 4-4. And Chaminade bringing it up quickly, turns it over, traveling called. That time, looks like Babbitt took too many steps, number 24.
Yeah, I think she just got scared because she saw Sandra Ikeora coming in. And she's afraid that she's going to get blocked.
As Deneau brings it across, Deneau feeds Danny Weathered. Danny Weathered will mention one of the accolades she had at a national level later in the broadcast. As Ikeora got one down low, missed the shot, rebound by Mayo. And Henry has it here on the right wing, right in front of us. Henry feeds Babbitt. Babbitt looking around. 15 on the shot. Feeds Angel, number 10. Angel looks for somebody in the paint and stolen by Ikeora. Ikeora up ahead to Weathered. Weathered finds a wide open Hoboak in the left corner, and she hits a three. And for the first time tonight, the Penguins have the lead at 7-4, halfway through the first quarter.
Great find there by Danny Weather to find Hoboak, the knockdown three-point shooter in the corner, wide open.
And Hoboak has been hot. As we mentioned, she had season high in points her last time out, as Diaz is on the floor again, steals it on the baseline. And here comes Deneau. Deneau driving into the paint, finds Ikeora, good pass. But they're going to call a foul on the floor. I believe it'll be a blocking foul. They're going to actually say it's a hand check foul down low in the paint.
That was some tremendous vision from Deneau, though, finding Ikeora in the paint right there. But unfortunately, she looked like she was going up for that layup. But, I mean, what a find right there. And on the other side, on the defensive side, IQR is really doing tremendous work in the post, along with other team help in the help defense, which is accumulating more steals and more rebounds for the offensive side, which is what you're seeing right now.
So Penguins at a media, we're at a media timeout here with 4:39 to go here in the first. Penguins leading 7-4, and I mentioned Danny Weathered getting accolades on a national level, and we mentioned in the last broadcast with Danny Weathered that she had been the named the PacWest Conference Player of the Week. But recently it has been announced that Weathered has been named by the U.S. Basketball Writers Association the National Division II Player of the Week.
That's an outstanding award and an outstanding achievement for Danny Weathered. And it just shows you how good this Dominican team is. I mean, they sit fourth in the PacWest behind, you know, number 21 Azusa Pacific, number 5 California Baptist, and also Academy of Art. So you just see how great this team is and how great of a player she is individually. And Coach LaCosta is just doing a great job this year. He deserves to be mentioned for PacWest Coach of the Year.
As back to play, Dominican will inbound on the baseline. Hoboken finds Dano in the left corner. A three ball is short. But Danny Weathered is there for the offensive board. Has the ball stripped away, though, by Chaminade. And they come screaming back the other way. Double team in front of the Dominican bench doesn't work, but a pass is tipped and stolen away. Henry tried to find someone on the left wing, and Diaz stole it away, goes to the paint, no good. Rebound, Chaminade. And Chaminade trying to push things up a little bit here. As a pass, another pass goes out of bounds just to the right of the Dominican bench with 22 on the shot, 4:06 on the game clock. As Chaminade makes a substitution, Chantel Yadao, number 5, is checked into the game for the Silver Swords. Ball goes into the paint on the left block. Shot up by Carissa Webb, missed it. Ikeora with the rebound.
Looked like Webb got away with the travel right there.
As Weathered on the other way drives baseline, gets hammered underneath the basket. Looks like Webb will pick up the foul. And that'll be Webb's second foul. She has been one of the main forwards in this lineup. It'll be interesting to see how her coming out possibly will affect that as Danny Weathered heads to the free throw stripe. First one is up, and it is right there on the money, 8-4. Last foul was the fourth team foul on the Silver Swords. Only the one foul on the Penguins to this point. Second one is up, and it is right on the money. So Weathered goes 2-for-2 at the line. As the Silver Swords bring it across. And driving into the paint, going straight to the bucket, missed the shot. Nice drive there by Henry. As Ikeora was able to block Henry's putback. And Dano will drive, passes it to Weathered, finds a wide open Natalie Diaz on the right wing, missed it long. Rebound, Chaminade. And here they come, they got numbers, 2-on-2. Pass ahead to Webb, driving strong to the bucket, and we're gonna have an offensive foul called. Natalie Diaz got there in time, Webb bulldozed her over, and we're gonna go the other way, fifth foul against the Silver Swords. And Carissa Webb just picked up her third personal. So really a backbreaker there for the Silver Swords.
Great hustle there by Natalie Diaz. And what a great play to create contact and take the charge.
Steno brings it up. Weathered has it in the paint. She'll take about an 8-foot little jump shot. Missed it right. And another rebound by Silver Swords as they are really dominating the rebounding battle here early in this one. As off. In transition, a little jump shot is good. By Mayo. Lila Mayo. And on the other end, Sandra Ikeora quickly puts one up and in. And we're going back and forth here at the Conlin Center. And it's 11-6. 2:40 to go. Double team attempt doesn't work. Ball goes in on the left block. She'll take a quick shot. That's Mayo. Missed the shot. Way short. Hobo comes up with it. Hoboke is able to find Deneau, almost turned it over. Deneau drives into the paint and flips it up and in, driving hard into the paint with the right hand. As Dominican has a couple of players on the bench looking to check in on the next bed ball, and bench play was a huge part of last game. As Silver Swords working around, Henry finds an open shooter from the left wing, and she buries it. That's Chantel Yadao. Chantel just checked in at the last dead ball, and it's a 13-9 Dominican Penguin lead.
Great find there by Crystal Henry to find the open three-point shooter.
As Taylor Deneau in the right corner answers back, and it's 16-9. As Henry brings it up, feeds it on the right corner. Now into the left wing, another three-ball attempt is up, and it's way offline. An air ball there, and Hoboke picks up the board. Hoboke to Diaz, now weathered in the right corner, and Deneau will set it up. Tries to find Ikeora, and the pass is stolen away. Coming the other way is Mayo. Mayo tries to go all the way to the rim, and she is fouled. Good ball handling shown there by the big forward there to be able to go coast to coast and draw the foul. And we're going to see some substitutions for the first time tonight for the Penguins. It's like three Penguins I see right next to me. As Mayo's first attempt is up, and it is right there. As Ashley Sorensen checks in, and Jade Castro checks in, and Alana Scott also checks in. Second free throw coming up for Chaminade is up, and it is perfect. 16-12 Penguin lead here in the Conlin Center, just approaching the final minute of the first quarter. Natalie Diaz, right wing, feeds it in to Danny Weathered. Finds an open Castro on the left wing, missed it short, and Weathered keeps it alive. As Castro will reset for Penguins, 20 on the shot, inside Weathered. Weathered will put it up and in with the right hand, and not a lot of defensive pressure that time, as Weathered was able to easily just go right into the paint and score.
Yeah, she won that mismatch right there, Jeff.
And on this end, we have a carry called as Kawakami was trying to go into the paint but carried the ball. So she thought it was Super Bowl 50, and she carried the ball. And here comes Castro.
Jeff with the shade.
Castro to Weather just on top of the elbow. Now she backs it out. 20 on the game clock, 15 on the shot. And here's Scott. Scott has it on the left wing. Back out top, Weathered, and she will take the last shot. Looks like an ISO. Here she comes. 5 on the clock. 3. Gets to her spot. Shoots and buries the shot. Nice shot by Danny Weathered. And a good job just to get to her spot. We have whistles. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. Looks like the clock operators tried to stop the clock after Weathered hit the shot, when it shouldn't have. So the officials call it and say that is the end of the quarter, and the Penguins have pulled out to a 9-point lead here, leading 20-11 at the end of one. And for a Penguin team that started off a little bit slow in the first half and exploded in the second, you got to think that this is a good sign to see Dominican playing well right off the bat.
Oh, definitely, Jeff. And it all started with their star player, Danny Weather. She got hot in the last couple of minutes. She has 6 straight points. And she's showing why she's the National Player of the Week in Division II basketball for women.
As, again, we're here in the Conlin Center. This is Jeff Safford, Frankie Luongo, and Joseph Gutierrez alongside. And this is great night for college basketball. The Chaminade, make sure you stay tuned for the men's game. Dominican men's taking on Chaminade later tonight. Those two programs, for whatever reason, always seem to have really close battles against each other. And They've been kind of flip-flopping the last five games. The home team has won on their home floor, so the Dominican Penguins will look to keep that streak going here tonight as they dropped a tough one against Hawaii Hilo on Monday night, a game a lot of people did not see coming.
Yeah, I've been talking to the Dominican players this week, and they are really upset themselves that they lost that game because they felt like they should have won that game. So let's see how they respond tonight.
As back to action here in women's action as Henry has it to the top, feeds it to the right wing, right back to her, Henry right up top. And the shot clock hasn't started yet. The refs haven't noticed, and Henry drove in and was just sent away by Sorensen, an emphatic block. Oof.
And here she goes again. That's like the third straight game. She's been a huge presence under the basket, just blocking shots. So great job by Sorensen, way to start off tonight.
And the referees now have noticed that the shot clock was not running and now have reset the shot clock at 19 seconds. Inbounds to Mayo. Mayo finds a backdoor cutting Henry, who puts it in off the glass. Beautiful play there by Henry to cut into the paint as Weathered brings it up. Weathered finds Castro. Castro, Diaz, Weathered, Sorensen, and Scott, the five for the Penguins. As Weathered getting to her spot again, and Weathered getting a little bit hot, buries another shot, and it's 22-13.
Yep, she's heating up right now, Jeff.
And we know that Weathered can score a lot of points. She had 16 in her last time out, but had scored 20 in her previous two. As a shot there is missed, and Castro tried to get the board, couldn't handle it. Mayo gets it, shoots no good in the middle of the paint. Castro bringing it up quick, finds Scott, and she will feed it inside to Sorensen. Loose ball under the basket, and it's stolen by Henry. Here comes Henry across the court, and they will slow it down. Henry has it back now on the left wing, feeds Mayo in the paint on the right block, goes in, feeds it left, corner three, no good, and Sorensen is there for the board. Sorensen finds Weathered now, bringing it in, and she will slow it down, finds Castro. Castro to Diaz, over to Scott in the right corner. Scott, looking around, feeds it back out, Castro. Castro over to Weathered with 10 on the clock. Feeds an open Natalie Diaz on the left wing, long, but rebound by Scott. Scott is able to find Castro, and they will set it back down. Diaz in the left corner, drives into the paint. Over to Castro now on the right wing. Castro drives towards the basket, gets hacked, and she will go to the line. Castro, the shortest player on the team, has a lot of courage just to take it right into the paint like that.
Oh, yeah. No, she has a beautiful floater. When she beats the person off the dribble, she puts up that floater, and it always goes in. So great job from Castro to bait the defender that thinks she's going to shoot the three and drive to the basket and get fouled.
Sabrina Angel picks up the foul, her first on the Silver Swords, as first free throw attempt is right there. As Kawakami checks back in for Chaminade off that miss. And Carly Hoboke also checks back in for Natalie Diaz. Second shot is also up and good, so 2 for 2 for Castro at the free throw line. As the Silver Swords bring it across, Babbitt finds Mayo. Mayo with Castro guarding her. That's a huge mismatch. Drives right into the paint, throws up a wild shot. No good, good help defense there from the Penguins. And here comes Scott. Scott feeds it in to Sorensen, loses it inside. She thought she was fouled. No whistle. Chaminade bringing it up the other way. And they will reset as Kawakami feeds it back out top. Kawakami to Henry. And a shot on the right wing is up, and it is right there good. Taylor Babbitt hits the three, and the Penguins turn it over. Danny Weathered with a little bit of a lackadaisical pass after the miss. So the Penguins turn it right back over. Not a smart play there from the senior.
Yeah, just a bunch of miscommunication between Weathered and Castro right there. They got to get on the same page.
So the Silver Swords have an extra possession, and they throw it away, and now Castro's bringing it up the other way, goes right to the bucket, throws it up with the left hand, missed it long, and the other, here comes Chaminade. Chaminade goes right into the paint, and a little layup is good. That's Shana Kawakami, number 24. Shana Kawakami, excuse me. And Castro will settle it down. Castro drives into the paint again, throws up a wild, ill-advised shot. No good. Ikeora's there for the board. No good. Weathered throws up a shot. No good. Loose ball. Jump ball. Possession will stay with Dominican University as Taylor Deneau will come back into the lineup. But Castro gave Penguins some good minutes right there.
She definitely did, and she added both offense and defensive threat on both sides of the court.
As Deneau inbounds to Scott. Scott wide open, three in the right wing, and she nails it. Good stroke there from Alana Scott, and the Penguins are back up to a nine-point lead, 27-18, with 6:22 to go. As Mayo finds in the left block, missed it, no good. That was not Mayo, that was Montalban, number 22. As Taylor Deneau in transition fires up a three, no good. Weather tried to get a tip offensive board, but went over the back. Weather picks up her second foul of the night. Second team foul on the Penguins. And Natalie Diaz, after that foul, will check in for Danny Weathered. Coach Lacoste not going to take any chances with Weathered picking up her third foul. Silver Swords inbound the ball. Penguins getting some full court pressure here for the, as they have for most of the first half. And Scott steals it right around midcourt. Scott to Natalie Diaz, who just checked back in. Deneau in the right corner. Pass is tipped and will stay with Dominican. Good active hands by the Chaminade defense right there.
Good steal by Scott, but I don't understand why she pulled it out. She had one-on-one fast break. She should have just went up with the layup.
Deneau looking for somebody to inbound the ball to, and we've seen her do this before. Passes it off someone's back and gets fouled underneath. Taylor Deneau has used that trick a couple times. We saw her do it twice in a game earlier this season, and now here she is passing it off people's back with their back turned to her again.
Do you think she practices that? I mean,
she almost
like
has to.
She's like the master at that.
Deneau misses the first free throw, short, no good. Deneau will shoot one more. Second one is up, and that one's right there. Gets it up to a 10-point Penguin advantage, 28-18, 5:45 before we go into the break. And Deneau went screaming up high into the air and kicked the basketball. Almost like a karate kick right there from Deneau. But it's all the same kickball, even if there's a lot of, I guess you could say it was an emphatic kickball by Deneau. 27 on the shot. And here comes Chaminade. Tried to get a trap and on the right corner, couldn't do it. 23, got to get it up across, and they do. As Chaminade will throw up a shot, and it goes in from about 15 feet in, and it's Taylor Babbitt. Almost turned it over. Diaz was looking for Scott well up the floor, about 30 feet away from the basket. Almost turned it over, but we'll stay with the Penguins. Hoboak has it now. Hoboak driving towards the paint, finds a wide open Sandra Akiora on the left block. Beautiful pass from Hoboak, really, to draw that defense in to find the wide-open big man. As the ball is being tipped around, Penguins really playing some suffocating defense, and it is worked around. An open shot in the right corner is buried again. That's Taylor Babbitt. Second straight possession as Dominican comes back right the other way. Ikeora throws up a shot, no good. And Chaminade bringing it up quick. Henry kicks it back out to her another open three-point look, and that is good. That's Bobby Montalban, and all of a sudden, it's a four-point lead. And here comes Deneau into the paint, and she gets hacked. right on the right wing, or right block, I should say. So Dano will head to the free throw line. And with 4:38 in the second quarter, Penguins will head to the line to get it up to a six-point lead after this media timeout. So Chaminade, they're stretching things out a little bit here in this second quarter, hitting some three-point buckets. What do you think the Penguins have to do to combat that offensive strategy?
They got to be more active on defense. They're playing really slow right now on the defensive side of the ball and also the offensive side of the ball. Chaminade is just doing a great job. They're finding the open person. They're moving the ball well. And defensively, they're playing with active hands. They're getting tips. They're getting steals, jump balls. They're doing everything it takes. And that's why they got him back into this game only down by four, because they were just down by 11 or 13. So great job by Chaminade so far.
And you can see some of that defensive activity in the Penguins' field goal percentage, shooting only 31% to this point.
Yeah, I also want to touch on that a little bit, how on the Chaminade side of the ball, they've been really doing a tremendous job of the dribble and kick out. So they're going to attack, they're going to drive, and they're going to kick out to the open man. And their ball movement is just simply impeccable right now. They're doing a great job of finding the open person, hitting the person in the corner, and finding the best possible shot instead of trying to force up a contested shot, which is what all these threes are coming from. It's not because the defense is just poor. It's just the ball movement has just been spectacular recently.
The leading scorer, Taylor Babbitt, is the leading scorer so far for Chaminade. 8 points, 3-4 from the field, and 2 3-pointers. As Taylor Dano will head to the free throw line. Dano's first one is up, and it's good. Dominican shooting, again, pretty good percentage from the line tonight. Now 8 after that last made one, 8 for 11. Dano's second one coming up, and it's true. So Dano goes 2 for 2 at the line, somewhere we've seen her struggle at times. And here comes Chaminade. Pass is almost stolen off a break, but now Chaminade's got numbers. Henry's got an open look for 3 on the right wing, missed it. Ball tipped around, Mayo had it, missed it, and another putback thrown up, no good. And 3, and Ikiora finally grabs it, but we're going to have a loose ball foul. Looks like Ikiora is going to pick up the foul, and she will for going over the back. So when we saw Dominican get 4 offensive boards in a row, I think Chaminade had at least 4 on that last one.
Yeah, just bad hustle and bad defensive rebounding there by the Penguins.
Mayo gets the ball on the inbound, finds Henry on the right wing. Henry drives toward the top of the key, double team, loses it. Mayo is able to recover it. And it's out for an open 3 ball, and it's good. So the ball's tipped around, and it ends up in the hands of Sabrina Angel, and she hits another 3 for the Silver Swords, and it's 32-29. Kind of a funky play there, but it works out. And Hoboke on the other end travels. Hoboke had it right around the right elbow, and she just shuffled her feet. So the Silver Swords can tie with another 3 ball in this possession. Henry screaming it back up the other way. Finds a player there on the right wing. Back to Mayo. Mayo up top, Henry. Henry back to Mayo on the right wing, and an open 3 ball in the right corner is long, and Alana Scott is right there for the board. Dano up ahead to Ikiora. Ikiora on the right block goes up, is fouled, and will shoot one more after burying a look on the right block as Ikiora will go to the line for one more. As Ikiora, that's 9 points for Ikiora. She leads the Penguins in scoring.
Finally, some life from Dominican and for these last couple minutes here. So let's see if they can keep this going.
As Ikiora buries her free throw attempt, and it gives her now 10 points on the night. As Henry has it, Henry finds Mayo. Mayo dribbling it ahead, and Chaminade gets it across the timeline. Henry on the right wing gets bumped by Ikiora. And they're going to call a blocking foul on Ikiora.
Great job there by Henry to go at Sandra Ikiora and have her commit the foul and try to get Ikiora out of this game.
And she will do just that as Sorensen checks in. Ikeora heads to the bench. We saw her get in foul trouble in the last game against Hawaii Hilo. Still at 15 points, but you like to keep your good players available and not in foul trouble. As foul called on the bump on the way down, driving to the basket was Kawakami. Kawakami gets fouled, and she will head to the line for two free throws. Kawakami only with 2 points to this point. This is her first trip to the line tonight. Kawakami's first one is up, and it is good. Foul went against Natalie Diaz. It was her first foul, fourth on the Penguins to this point. Kawakami's getting set. Second one is up and rattles it home. Got the roll. And it's 35-31 Penguins out in front. As the Penguins run it up the other way, find a wide open Hoboak on the left wing, and she keeps it going, shooting the three ball, and the Penguins now lead by seven. Drives on the left wing, and another blocking foul called. Kawakami, as she was going into the paint. Hoboak, number one, picks up foul number one here in the second quarter. 2:48 to go here before halftime. And with the fifth foul on the Penguins, Kawakami will head back to the line. Kawakami's first is underway, and this time she's short. Still 38-31. Kawakami will shoot one more. Second one is up, and it is true. So Kawakami goes 1-for-2 on the second trip to the line tonight, and it's 38-32. Deneau drives into the paint outside Diaz. Diaz over to Scott. Back up top for Deneau, gets some space from a screen, fires up a three, no good. Diaz with the offensive board, and she puts it back up and in. And we're going to have a whistle and a timeout by Coach Tim Lacoste. Got the timeout in, a little bit of a late whistle there, but they got the timeout in before Chaminade inbounded the ball underneath the basket. So they'll reset the shot clock, but with 2:28 on the game clock, the Penguins have an 8-point lead here in the Conlin Center. And for the Penguins, have gotten a little bit of a peaks and valleys a little bit tonight. We've seen some good things from the Penguins. We've seen Danny Weather get going offensively. She had some good looks. Sandra Ikeora's looked good on the offensive end, but a few miscues on defense, turnovers. It's been a little bit of an issue. But with 2:28, we saw the Penguins really close out the last half well. I think that's what the Penguins should try to do here in this half.
Yeah, just continue to grow on it and see where it goes. But, yeah, they don't want to keep Chaminade hanging around because Chaminade proves that they're a dangerous team that can steal this game.
As Henry has it, drives into the paint as it's stolen by Scott. Scott over to Deneau. Deneau to Diaz. Back to Scott. Hoboak in the right corner at three, and she hits another one. Carly Hoboak's got it going. Her third three-pointer. She's got 9 points, and the Penguins are up by 11. Chaminade bring it up. That's Yado. Yado finds Henry driving into the paint, and she buries the shot. That's the second time we've seen her go back door and cuts the lead back to single digits.
Great cut there by Henry to go back door and get the open lane for the layup.
Sorensen feeds Deneau. Scott in the right corner with 1:38. Finds Sorensen on the left block. Double team, looking for somebody, and has it stolen away by Mayo. Mayo will go ahead and bring it across herself with 1:25 on the game clock. Mayo over to Angel. Angel back to Mayo on the left block, blocked by Sorensen, gets it back, and another block from Sorensen. Good defense from Sorensen in underneath as Diaz goes into the paint, gets fouled, and almost hits a beautiful scoop layup, but she will get a chance to get two at the free throw line.
That was a nice little Euro step she had right there. Tremendous play from Sorensen, two back-to-back blocks in the post right there. Tremendous work from her, and the outlet was just phenomenal to get out and then on the other side gain the free throws. That's what you want to see.
Diaz sets the line, shoots her first one, is good. Diaz struggling a little bit from the field tonight, only 1-for-7 shooting field goals, but has 4 points after that made made one, and she goes 2 for 2, two perfect free throws from the freshman. Mayo inbounds it, finds Henry streaking to the bucket, and Henry sees Sorensen standing underneath the bucket. She'll think better and bring it back out. Henry to Babbitt. Babbitt drives into the paint, has the ball knocked loose, and it will stay with Chaminade. Looked like it went right off of Sorensen's foot, actually, and bounced out of bounds. So with 18 and 57 on the game clock, Chaminade will regain possession. Inbounding it on the right side of the hoop. I'm not sure. Referee is trying to get players realigned. Not sure what he's looking for him to do. Now we're ready to go. Inbounds pass goes into the left corner. Looks like that's Angel has it. Angel drives into the paint, kicks it out. Back up top, Henry. Henry drives into the paint. A little shot over to Mayo in the left corner. Missed it. Hoboak gets the rebound. Hoboak will bring it across with 38 on the game clock. Diaz driving aggressively into the paint. Goes right to the bucket and gets fouled. Going up with a right hand that time. And Diaz will get a chance to go to the line, one of her favorite spots to be. As Diaz heads back to the line, she is 3 for 4 from the line so far tonight. Penguins 12 of 15 as a team. Diaz's first free throw attempt is just a little bit long and to the right. Missed it. She'll have a chance for one more. The last one was fifth team foul against the Swords. Second shot is up, and it is true. So 34. 30 seconds now in the game, or in the half. Excuse me, geez. As Angel has at the top of the key, finds Mayo on the right block. A lot of traffic. Throws up a shot and ends up getting stuck between the backboard and the rim. So we will pause for just a second. And no, they're going to call a foul on Sorensen on that shot. As Taylor Duneau, wow. I guess just fixing it herself as she was able to grab the netting there and just go up and knock the ball out. As Mayo goes to the line, hits her first free throw. Mayo, this is her second trip to the line. She was 2 for 2 on her first trip. Mayo's second one up, and it is in and out, no good. Deneau gets it, and with 15 on the game clock, Dominican will probably wait for the last shot. Diaz drives into the paint, finds Sorensen left block, out back top. Deneau, 8 on the game clock. Deneau with 7. Deneau drives in with 5. Goes to the bucket with 4 and scores with 2 seconds on the game clock. And that is how the first half will end. Taylor Deneau drives in and gets a bucket at the buzzer. And the Penguins will go into the locker room. Got to be feeling pretty good about themselves. Leading by 13 points, 48 to 35 here in the Conlin Center. As looking at a couple of notes about statistics. First half, Penguins shooting at 38%, almost, 37.5. And Chaminade shooting at 37.5. So an identical field goal percentage. Chaminade with 5 threes, Dominican with 5, but they've shot 2 more threes than Chaminade has. But the big statistic, you'd think, for the Penguins so far, a place where they have struggled a lot this season, is the free throw line. Not only did they get there a lot, but they were able to convert on a lot of their free throws, and Coach Tim Lacoste has got to feel good about that.
Oh, definitely, Jeff. And the reason why they went to the free throw line so much was because they were just having trouble finding a shot running through the offense. So great job for the Penguins to get to the free throw line and actually convert on those free throws, because like you said, Jeff, they have been struggling throughout the season with that. And Chaminade, way to stake it in there. I mean, I know they had the lead down to, I mean, the deficit down to 4, and now it's back to 13. But good job for them for sticking around. And I expect Crystal Henry, the guard, the junior guard, to pick it up in the second half, because she is the leader of the Chaminade team.
Henry, yeah, looks pretty good so far. 4 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds. Leading scorer for Chaminade, still Taylor Babbitt with 8. Looking at the other end, it's been a balanced attack for the Penguins. Sandra Ikiora with 10. Danny Weathered with 8. Deneau with 8. And Carly Hoboke showing up big again, this time starting for the Penguins. She came off the bench against Hawaii Hilo and had a big night. And she's shooting the ball well again. 3 of 4, shooting three-pointers with 9 points so far. And she also had 3 rebounds and was close to a double-double also in the last game against Hawaii Hilo. She had 9 rebounds in that one. All right, so we're at halftime. We're going to take a little break here on Meteor Row in the Conlin Center. Again, the Penguins leading 48-35. We'll be back in about 10 minutes for the second half here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Edu. We've got the Penguins and the Silver Swords doing battle here in the Conlin Center. The Silver Swords from Chaminade over in Maui, Hawaii. And we've got Dominican Penguins here on the beautiful campus of Dominican University of California. Dominican with a 48-35 lead here on their home floor and will look to close out this home stand on a positive note as Mayo inbounds it. Almas has it taken away but is tracked down. And it will lead to a shot on the right wing air ball and will go straight out of bounds. Dominican will get possession of the basketball with 9:50 to go in the third. Deneau brings it across the timeline, and here's Diaz. Diaz back to Deneau on the left wing, feeds it in. Ikiora on the left block. Double team, ball is tipped. Deneau's got it. Back inside, Weathered on the right block. Diaz back up top with 12 to shoot. Weathered in the right corner. Hoboke feeds Ikiora, drives into the right side, and is able to lay it in, driving across the paint from left to right, and finishes with the right hand. 50-35, now your score. Penguins lead by 15, their biggest lead to this point tonight. Scott over to Milo, and McBride has it, feeds Henry driving in, tried a little reverse, couldn't get it to go. Left-handed, and Taylor Deneau picks up the board. Deneau driving in around the left elbow, kicks it out for Diaz. Hoboke, who had a great first half, has it. Drives and finds Deneau in the top of the key. Weathered, right wing, drives towards the paint, underneath the basket, and gets fouled. Good job by Weathered to draw some contact, and she will head to the line. Had a pretty good first half, shot 3 of 6 from the field, 8 points, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. She'll have a chance for 2 more free throws and to get herself in double digits for the game. Weather taking her time is up and good on the first free throw. Now 14 of 18 as a team from the line. First foul in the second half on the Silver Swords there as Weathered hits it. Milo picked up the foul, surprisingly only her first to this point. As here comes Chaminade. Henry, Crystal Henry, one of the stars of the first half. Chaminade drives towards the paint, kicks it into the right corner. Nothing there. Scott gets it back. 3 is up and no good. Ikiora picks up the board for the Penguins. And Deneau drives it into the paint. Finds a wide open Ikiora. Great job by Deneau. Kind of was deliberately going towards the paint, was able to draw the defense towards her, and found the wide open Sandra Ikiora on the left block. Henry will bring it across. Henry driving towards the paint, almost has it taken away, is able to recollect it. Kicks it out top, driving towards the paint. Mayo on the right baseline misses a shot. But a putback is good right there on the left block. That's Kapu, number 3, Courtney Kapu. Ikiora on the other way gets into the paint in the right block, missed the shot, and a rebound by Mayo. Mayo brings it across with Danny Weather guarding her. And she will set the play up. 20 on the shot. And ball now on the left wing. Mayo now on the left block, gets it back and throws up a reverse layup and shows some good athleticism there. A reverse layup with the right hand. Finished there by Mayo, and it's 54-39, 7 to go here in the third quarter.
What a great layup.
Diaz up top over to Hoboke. Now Taylor Deneau left corner, three, good. And we're going to have a timeout called right away by Coach Tim Lacoste. Tim Lacoste in his second season over here at Dominican University. He's done a great job here in his second year and seen it on the court. A very good season to this point for the Penguins.
Oh, yeah, they definitely improved from last year, and you even saw the improvements last year. But 10-3 in the Pac West, 14-6 overall. They're on a two-game win streak again, top four in the Pac West. So just a great season from Dominican. And even tonight's game, you know, they kind of started out pretty slow, but now they have an 18-point lead, and they're playing with the comfortable lead.
Comfortable indeed. 57-39 lead with 6:52 on the third quarter clock. And welcome you again over to Media Row. This is Jeff Safford along with Frankie Luongo and Joseph Gutierrez in the broadcast area over here. And make sure you stay tuned for game two of this doubleheader here tonight. The men's team of Chaminade coming in here to play against Dominican. And Chaminade, they have the best offensive team in the country, or not the country, the conference, I should say, averaging over 90 points a game, put up over 100 points against Holy Names in their last game. So definitely should be an interesting one. So make sure you stay tuned for that as we are just about ready to get back to the action. Kalpu will inbound the ball. Finds Mayo. Mayo throws it away. Danny Weather gets it. And here's Taylor Deneau. Deneau over to Hoboke. Shoots about an 18-footer. Missed it short. Loose ball rebound. Tracked down by Mayo. And Chaminade, and another loose ball, almost threw it away there. Mayo almost threw it away on the second straight possession. But Chaminade able to keep it. 15 on the shot clock. Over to Christina Webb. Webb finds Kawakami. Kawakami finds Crystal Henry, and she travels. Turnover there for Chaminade, their 13th turnover to this point. And the Penguins will regain possession with 6:22 on the game clock. In the third, I should clarify that. Chaminade comes out on a zone on this possession. Lana Scott checked in on the last dead ball for the Penguins, and she throws this one away. Here comes Mayo, who came up with it. Mayo up top to Kawakami. Kawakami over to Henry. Henry dribbling in up top to Webb. Now into the left corner, Kawakami. Kawakami pump fake, three ball on the way, air ball, and offensive board tracked down by Henry, but she stepped out of bounds. She was way in no man's land over there in the left corner and stepped out of bounds. And Natalie Diaz will inbound to Taylor Deneau, and she will bring it across the timeline. Deneau inside Weathered, kick out left to Diaz, looking for a three. Ball was tipped. Diaz gets it back in the left corner. Now Weathered up top. Up top with Weathered will drive into the paint. Spin move off the left block. And what a dirty move that was by Danny Weathered. My goodness.
Shake and bait.
As Mayo has it. Mayo to Kawakami, stolen away by Scott. Scott driving in 2-on-1. Will take it herself. No, she'll try to pass it back for Weathered, and she got fouled on the exchange. Kind of a weird exchange there. It looked like she was going to go all the way to the bucket, and she kind of handed it backward, looked to try to hand it backward to Weathered. They did, fortunate for the Penguins, there was a reach-in foul called. Second foul of the second half. As Weathered gets the inbound, Scott pump faked and moved her feet on that pump fake, so the Penguins will turn it over.
I'll be surprised if she gets the bench right now.
And she does get the bench there. And Carly Hoboke will check into the game. Hoboke, the junior from Vancouver, Washington, just across the Columbia River from Portland. And a turnover, Chaminade. I'm not sure how they turn the ball over there. I'm guessing that player stepped over the out-of-bounds line on the inbound pass. Weathered finds Hoboke. Sorensen over to Hoboke in the left corner. Three, and she stays hot. Hoboke's fourth three of the game. She's got 12, and it's 62-39. Loose ball right around half court, and it's going to go the other way. Penguins are able to force another turnover, and the turnover's starting to add up a little bit here for Chaminade here in the second half.
Yeah, they just look lazy, and they haven't really gotten anything to happen on the offensive side. And defensively, they're just allowing Dominican to do whatever they want. Bad turnovers, just sloppy play by Chaminade.
And Carly Hoboke now will join three other Penguins in double digits to this point, so it is a very balanced attack so far here for the Penguins. When you look at the other end, Chaminade only has one player over double figures, and that's Mayo with 11. So definitely you can see some of the issues there for what Chaminade is doing, and really that's something that Dominican was able to do well defensively in the last game as well. Keeping it so it's not a balanced attack where it's multiple players you have to worry about. Dominican has done a good job of just forcing other players to beat the Penguins.
Exactly, and on the other, on the offensive side, Danny Weather is just getting to the basket at will. I mean, she's just getting her buckets inside the paint. She had two or three in the paint on the other side in the first half, and now she's doing it again in the second half. She's not afraid to have that short little corner jumper shot, that jump shot, and it's working for her, and she's, I mean, helping her team out. She has 11 points right now.
That's why she was the National Player of the Week, so good job, Danny Weather. Way to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the timeout, Penguins have possession. Diaz over to Danny Weather on the right wing right in front of us. Weather will drive back into the paint, like we just said, finds Sorensen out back to Diaz. Deneau will get it back up top, 10 on the shot clock. Diaz in the right corner, back up top, Weathered with 7. Weathered will drive to the basket with 5. Spinning, finds Diaz wide open for a 3, in and out, no good. Just missed it right, and Babbitt picks up the rebound for Chaminade. Babbitt into the right corner for a 3, no good, and Milo picks up the offensive rebound. Mayo, excuse me. Maya turns around, passes it into the right corner, back up top. Babbitt will fire a 3, and it's an air ball. Babbitt, we saw, hit a couple of big threes in the first half. Air balled that one, and that kind of has been the story for Chaminade here in the second half. Just, you said it, Joseph, just lack of offensive productivity here in the second half. As Taylor Deneau slowly eases it across, Danny Weathered in the right corner, gets into the paint, gets that pivot foot, and goes right to the bucket off the right block, and she is not in a hurry there, gets right to her spot and scores again, and it's 64-39.
She's just having fun now. It's just too easy for her, it seems like.
Henry finds a jump shooter on the left baseline, missed it. That was Mayo there. And Taylor Deneau forcing it back the other way, finds a wide open Diaz. Diaz gets blocked by Webb, but a little bit of contact on the way up, and Diaz will head to the free throw line. Referee indicating that it was body contact, and that's what it looked like. Looks like the block itself was actually clean up top, but the body contact was where the foul came. Diaz hits the first free throw. Diaz 4 of 6 for that last one. The second one on the way is missed, no good. And a rebound by Chaminade. Chaminade brings it up across. Henry has it in the right corner, drives into the paint, kicks out for a 3 on the left wing, missed left, no good by Angel. And a rebound, Taylor Deneau. Danny Weather bringing it up quickly, finds Hoboak up top to Noe. We'll take a three ball, no good long, and another rebound there for Kapu. Second straight rebound on the second straight possession for her, and she has it here at the top of the key. Deep three taken from the right wing, missed everything. Another air ball. Not sure what Sabrina Angel was thinking on that shot. She was trying to channel her inner Splash Brother with that one. That was from about NBA range, I would say. Pretty close. Diaz up top, drives to the bucket, missed it. No good, rebound Chaminade. Double team in the backcourt, no. Webb over to Kapu, an open shot on the left corner, and it's good. So 65-42, now your score, as Deneau drives into the paint, missed a little layup off the left block, no good. And another rebound there for Chaminade. Crystal Henry picks it up. Henry over for a three for Kapu on the left wing. Air ball, missed everything. And another rebound goes out of bounds. Or I should say another ball goes out of bounds. So the Penguins will regain possession. And Ikeora will check back in for the Penguins here with 1:57 left here in the third quarter. Taylor Deneau will bring it across as the Penguins cruising down the west side here, 65-42 lead. Diaz finds Ikeora on the left block. Good look there from Diaz. Feeds a wide open Ikeora. She puts it in. It's 67-42 Penguins.
Great find there to find Ikeora under the basket wide open.
Henry up top. Looking for Webb. Almost had it stolen away. Webb gets it back, fires up a shot, in and out, no good. Fight for the rebound is, ball goes out of bounds, and looks like it's going to stay with the Silver Swords, and it will, with a new shot clock with 1:20 on the game clock.
That seemed like a waste of possession there by Chaminade. They seemed confused. They didn't know what to do. Miscommunication between coaches and players.
As Kapu throws up almost like a little lob pass, up tap to Mayo, and Mayo puts it away. She's got 13 now, and Chaminade cuts into the lead as Diaz right away gets a little open look from about 16 feet right at the top of the key, and she hits the shot, 69-44 with right around a minute to go. Penguins putting some pressure on in the backcourt, and Henry will be fouled. Blocking foul looks like it will be against Taylor Deneau. Second foul on Deneau. This is the first foul in the quarter for the Penguins here, coming with 59 seconds to go. So good work by the Penguins of having good defensive activity without fouling as well. As Babbitt brings it across. Babbitt is fouled by, looks like it's Deneau again, as Deneau was right up on her, playing some pressure defense. Deneau picks up. That's her third foul. Second foul on the Penguins. Deneau will head to the bench, and Castro checks in. Webb gets the inbound pass, almost threw it away, but Mayo is there. And Babbitt will hold here. Up top now as Chaminade has it. That's Kawakami. Now back to Babbitt. Babbitt to Webb. Webb left wide open, thought about shooting, didn't. Now she'll set a pick as Chaminade drives into the paint, shot up, no good. That was Yado, and a putback is good. That's Webb who got the putback and put it back up and in, and it's 69-46. Now in the Conlin Center, 12 on the game clock. Ikeora drives into the paint and scores, and with 7 seconds, Chaminade better hurry. They got to get it in bounds with three, with two. Babbitt's got it. She doesn't know how much time's on the clock. She's just going to fire one up from about 85 feet. Missed it way short. So that will end the third quarter, and the Penguins are cruising here in the Conlin Center, up 71-46 with 10 minutes left. And with the lead as big as it is, how long do you expect Coach Lacoste to bring. How long do you expect him to keep his starters out there, and how long do you think it'll take before the bench clears?
Honestly, I'm surprised if he puts any starters out right now in the beginning of the game. I mean, the quarter, I mean. I feel like he should put in the bench and let them play, let them gain some experience.
Yeah, I would agree with that. If things start to go a little bit sour, then you can always go back to your starters. But where you are sitting here with almost a 30-point lead, sitting at 25 right now, might as well let your younger, less experienced players get some playing time. You never know when they'll be needed. We've already seen Melissa Boscarino go out due to injury, torn ACL. She's done for the year, so you never know. It's always the next player up. You know, you just got to produce.
Yeah, let this young, experienced bench play and get some experience under their belt. And if things go bad, if Chaminade decides to cut the lead in half or something, then you throw the starters back in because they'll still have enough gap to, you know, keep the lead. But for right now, I would just throw the bench in.
And the Penguins will stick with the starters for now, as Castro is in there with Weathered, Ikeora, Diaz, and Hoboak. As Diaz has it in the right corner now on the right left wing, Castro now into Ikeora. Ikeora in the paint, had the ball tipped away for a moment, but is able to recollect it and scores. So another bucket for the Penguins, 73-46 here in the Conlin Center in beautiful San Rafael. As Yato has it, Yato almost traveled. Looks like she did. It looked like she even herself thought it was a travel, but play continues. Looks like the referees missed that one. As Kalpu has it, Kalpu drives into the paint. We have a whistle and I believe a blocking foul on Danny Weathered. And yes, it will be. That's her third foul of the game. First in the quarter. As a shot off the inbounds is missed badly. Rebound is collected by Chaminade. No new shot clock as Babbitt puts up a shot. No good from in the paint. And Danny Weathered collects the rebound. Castro finds Weathered right wing. Weathered drives into the paint, pulls up, shoots a jumper from just inside of the elbow, and she hits the shot. So good shot there from Weathered. She's got 16. And the Penguins string out the lead to 29. As Mayo brings it across, and looks like Angel will set it up. Angel, backdoor pass for Babbitt. Double-teamed underneath the bucket. Tries to go up, gets the shot blocked. And loose ball on the ground. Natalie Diaz has it at the moment, and she's able to find Ikeora, who finds Castro, and the Penguins get it back. Ikeora drives into the paint, has the pass knocked away and stolen by Angel. Kind of a weird play there. Angel drives into the drives and will pull it back out. With about eight minutes here in the fourth. Finds Kapu on the left wing, right wing, excuse me, drives to the left side, throws up a wild shot and gets it to go with Danny Weathered all over her. Crazy shot there. And we'll put two more points on the board here for Chaminade. Still trailing 75-48. Weathered over to Diaz. Over to Ikeora. Beautiful pass from Castro. A little flip pass as she was running through the paint. Finds a wide open Ikeora standing in point blank range. Puts it away. 77-48. 7-7. As Babbitt brings it up. Babbitt shoots one up quickly. And not a good shot there from Babbitt as misses and Castro brings it across. Weathered gets into the paint, throws up a shot, no, gets her own rebound, and now she's just padding her own stats, getting a shot made and a rebound. Another basket for Weathered. She's got 20 points on the game so far tonight, and looks like we're going to see some more action from this Penguin bench in a minute. We'll see at least three players. Babbitt fiends Mayo on the left block. Mayo looking for some space, finds Kalpu up top, and a wide open Webb underneath the basket. Carissa Webb, number 34, as Castro drives into the paint, finds Ikeora on the left block. She kind of flips one up. Looks like she got hit on the arm, but no call from the official. Is still able to finish with the left hand. And looks like we're going to have a technical foul here called on Danny Weather. I did not see what she was saying to the referees, but kind of a peculiar moment, especially at this point in the game with the Penguins up by 29 points. And Kaupu will shoot the technical. First free throw is off the mark. As has not had a trip to the line tonight. Second one is up and good. So Kaupu goes 1-for-2 from the line. That's only Chaminade's 9th attempt at the free throw line so far tonight. So, and after the technical, we will head to a media timeout. It's 6:28 in the fourth. And did either of you guys see what that technical was all about?
I was looking over there, and Weathered asked the referee. She was like, "Sir, what was the technical foul for?" And he said, "Being disrespectful." So she must have said something to the ref that hurt him in a way, and decided to give her the technical foul.
Yeah, I think it was just a little pop back action, a little smart mouth coming from Danny Weathered. But I mean, it's 79-51. You still have to play smart regardless of the score. So it's always tough to get a technical. It's going to go on a record also for. In the stat sheet, so you never want to see those as well.
No, and if you pick up a certain amount of technicals throughout the year, then that can lead to a suspension.
Yep.
So for Dominican and for Danny Weather to pick up a technical right here, kind of a unfortunate thing. But as we've talked about many times with Danny Weather, she is a very fiery competitor, and sometimes those are just the things you got to live with as a player and a coach. Sometimes that type of stuff is going to happen.
Yeah, exactly, but you're up by 28, almost 30 points. I understand you can be a fiery competitor, but at this point of the game, your team doesn't need to, you know, give away points with a big of a lead. So just kind of relax and just play the game. If you don't get no calls your way, you know, just kind of have to accept that.
Mm-hmm. As off the inbounds, Chaminade turns it over. So Dominican will have possession right in front of the icebox across the floor from us here. Jesse Marshall, number 13, has just checked into the game for Danny Weathered. As Castro drives to the bucket, a little teardrop shot on the baseline. Nice shot from Castro, as she has been a nice spark off the bench tonight. And it's 81-51, so a 30-point advantage for the Penguins. Backdoor cut, Kawakami has it blocked by Sorensen. She has been having her own block party tonight. Outside Castro flips one up and flips one in. Another little teardrop shot. Castro feeling it now. Double teamed by Marshall and Deneau over in the right corner, and they are able to find Henry. Henry over to Kaupu back to Henry. Henry wheeling and dealing in the paint, missed the layup, gets her board back. Kaupu now has it on the left wing, and she will settle it down with 25. Another backdoor look, looking for Angel. Now to Kawakami. Kawakami spins and flips one up and in on the left block. So Kawakami showed some good patience there. Cuts it back to 30. Castro has it, finds Deneau on the right wing. Chaminade in the 2-3. And Deneau gets fouled, throws up a shot, and she misses it right. Almost was able to get the roll on that one off the backboard. But Taylor Deneau will head to the free throw line. Has had a pretty nice game to this point. 13 points to go along with 5 boards and 4 assists for the point guard. And she hits the first free throw. First of 2. Deneau now 4-of-5 from the free throw line. So good effort from her tonight at the line. As we see some more substitution on the Penguins side. And second free throw is up, and it is good. As Angelica Collins checks into the lineup for the Penguins, and Scott also in the lineup. So it is now Marshall, Castro, Sorensen, Scott, and Collins. the five for the Penguins. As up top, Apu has it. Now over to Henry in the right wing. Henry drives to the bucket, kicks one out on the left corner. Just moving it around for a left wing three. No good. Scott had it but missed it. And the ball will end up with Kalpu and a pass over to the right block. That's a name we haven't called tonight. That's Bobby Montalban. We've called that name a few times. And the ball is turned over by the Penguins. Shot up. No good. Put back is good on the right block. And we're going to have a whistle and... And a warning issued to the Silver Swords. They're tipping the ball around after the basket. As Collins will inbound the ball now for the Penguins underneath the basket. Almost turns it over. Out of bounds. And Collins will try to inbound the ball from the baseline right of the bucket. Gets it inside to Castro. Castro will bring it across. Finds Marshall. And Dominican gets it across. Marshall back up for Castro. As Dominican will probably try to kill some time. Gets a screen from Sorensen. Drives to the left. Back to Sorensen, who rolled to the bucket. And a beautiful find there. Castro to Sorensen. Beautiful teamwork there. Chaminade running it back quickly the other way. As Montalban passes over to Henry. Henry throws up a shot. No good. Sorensen fighting for the rebound. She's got it, and there's going to be a foul called.
That's like the third or fourth time Crystal Henry of Chaminade has dropped a good dime or good pass to one of her teammates, and they have not converted the bucket. So good part on Henry's part, just bad finishing by her teammates.
Yeah, and Henry, you've got to give her credit. She's a heck of a player. We've seen her do some good things in the Conlin Center before, And really, it's just kind of the supporting cast has been the problem tonight. She's definitely a very smart basketball player, good basketball IQ, but one player can't do it by herself unless you're Kobe Bryant.
Even Kobe can't do it. Well, now.
Yeah. As Castro has it up top. Castro over to Marshall. Back to Castro. Castro left open for three in the right wing. No good. Sorensen battling inside for the board. And she's able to draw possession back for the Penguins. So Sorensen has been huge for the Penguins in the last couple games. The inbound goes right to Sorensen. And she puts it in. Uses her height there well. Just kind of went right up top there. And here comes Henry the other way. Henry with Collins guarding her. Over to the right wing, Kawakami drives into the paint, and we're going to have a foul called, and I don't know. I think Kawakami might have traveled there.
I think she did, too. I think it was just a kind of a pity call for the refs. You know, they're giving the team down by 32, the benefit of the doubt.
As Jesse Marshall picked up the foul, her first, third on the Penguins. Silver Swords also with three fouls. Chaminade mentioned a couple times from Maui, Hawaii. I could think of about 100 worse places to go to school. As a shot off the inbound is his miss. Angel's got it. Back over to Henry. Henry back to Angel. And now a three from the left corner is way short. Ball tipped around. Scott had it for a moment. Then it was stripped away. Angel ends up with it. Now Collins gets it back. So a couple players fumbling with the basketball. Coming back the other way, Sorensen finds Collins driving to the bucket at a layup, wide open, and she just missed it. The bench was about to explode right there. Good find and good hustle by Collins to get into that play. Pass inside for Sorensen. Same play as the last inbound, just going up higher than anybody else can go, and Sorensen finishes the shot easily. 91-57, the Penguins have a chance to go for 100 points here in the Conlin Center. Angel has it, thought about going to the bucket, thought better. Henry has it back up top. Henry with 10 on the shot. Henry feeds Angel, she'll fire up a three, had it tipped. Sorensen has it, up ahead to Scott. Scott goes up and finishes it on the fast break, 93-57 with a minute 50 to go here. Henry brings it across. Henry taking her time. Fires over to Yadeau. Yadeau will take a three off the mark. Missed it right. And a rebound Penguins, and here comes Castro. Castro double team will try to dribble out of it, and she does. Marshall finds Sorensen on the left block. Back up top Castro, now feeding it around. Scott left open for three, and she's got a great stroke. Buries another three-pointer for the Penguins from the right wing, and it's 96-57. And I wonder if Penguins are going to go for 100.
I hope they do, Jeff, to be honest with you.
I'm with you.
Sorensen gets a block on the other end. Here comes Castro. Castro going up ahead as the ball stripped away. Scott fighting for it, and we're going to have a jump ball. Possession will go back to Chaminade with just under a minute to go as Chaminade will empty the bench.
You know if we're doing like a free hot dog or free corn dog thing if we get 100 points?
Like the Lakers, the free taco.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did my first couple of years at Oregon for undergrad, and the Oregon football team, of course, scores a ton. Whenever they scored over 45, it was always free tacos.
Oh, man, I'm going to transfer. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Webb up top. Webb over, that's Kawakami. I'm over to Mayo. Mayo. Back up top to Webb. Webb over to Kapu. Kapu with five on the shot. Kapu dribbling around with four. Finds Webb on the left wing for a three. Left open, and she hits it. 96-60 as Webb hits one from the left wing. And Castro up ahead. Finds Collins. Collins driving into the basket. She'll go coast to coast, and she scores. Great job by Collins. Gets it to 98-60. Penguins now only 2 points away. With 13 on the game clock, let's see if Chaminade tries to get a quick shot here. 10 on the game clock as that's Kaina Wright with the basketball. Feeds Webb, had it blocked. She gets the ball back, and the ball ends up going out of bounds on the baseline with 1.1 seconds remaining. Penguins regain possession, and Castro will dribble it up and fire up a shot at the last second. Doesn't go, but that ends the ball game here from the Conlin Center. The Penguins, in huge fashion, are able to finish this one out 98-60. Your final score, the Penguins looking good on both ends of the floor, and you couldn't ask for a much better performance from the Penguins tonight.
Yeah, no, they played excellent today. First quarter, they kind of were a little lackadaisical. They didn't get off to a hot start, but they definitely made us forget about that start by having a great second through fourth quarter.
Look at a couple of the leading scorers for tonight's game. Sandra Ikiora led the Penguins in scoring tonight with 24, going along with 7 boards. Danny Weathered came in with also 18 points. And Taylor Deneau comes in with 13. Those are your leading scorers for the Penguins. On the other side was Lila Mayo, who the leading scorer for Chaminade with 13 points. Carissa McBride also had 9. Those are your, and Taylor Babbitt also with 8 are your leaders for Chaminade. And we are just about done here for game one. Again, the Penguins roll away here in the Conlin Center. Almost put up 100 points. They will head on the road for their next games. Their next game coming next Thursday against Point Loma down in San Diego. So stay tuned. We still got game two of this doubleheader coming up. Chaminade men's and Dominican women's coming up here from the Conlin Center. Jeff Safford, Joseph Gutierrez, Frankie Luongo signing off for game one. We're going to be coming back for game two in about 20 minutes. So stay tuned here on radio.dominican.edu.